They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
Hit record, just like that. Joseph Gordon-Levitt show.
I am very attracted to him.
I am as well.
Really?
I mean, he's, in like a, you know, straight dude kind of way, sure.
He's a good singer, and I fell in love with him when he was singing Christmas songs with both Zooey Deschanel and Lady Gaga.
Do you like Zooey Deschanel's album with...
She and Him?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Chrysanthemum Cliff.
Did I tell you I had a really strange thought? I was doing show notes. I wrote Chrysanthemum Cliff. I'm like... Is that a thing? Chrysanthemums? Are they like a Christmas flower? Because I don't think we looked that up. I think that was just like you alliteration in your head.
Yeah.
And they totally are. Mm-hmm. They 100% are. It's very fun. It's a good story. So
yes.
I don't have it pulled up right now, but maybe in the future I will look it up so I have it with me and I can tell the chrysanthemum story.
These stories are very important for you to take with you on your holiday adventures with family members that you don't want to actually speak about your real life to.
All of them? Nah, I love you, Jane. My mom listens to this podcast now, too. My mom and my mother-in-law listen.
Every matriarch in your family is a listener.
We just double our listeners. It's great.
Woo!
Yeah.
We're talking about ceramics and... cleaning today. What do you want to talk about first?
They really kind of go off of each other because if you have ceramics, mm-hmm. you have to have someone cleaning them. And I would rather it be someone else than me. I'll be honest.
It's a lot of work.
Should we go ceramics and then cleaning? Because it makes sense. Like you get ceramics and then someone cleans them.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. You're familiar with like the holiday villages that you buy. Like what are they? Studio 54. Is that right? Am I crazy? I think that's who makes those fancy...
Studio 54?
No, right. That's the...
That sounds like the club where all the drugs went down.
We should look this up.
Yes. Yeah, Studio 54 is a former nightclub and currently a Broadway theater located at 254 West 54th Street between 8th Avenue and Broadway in Midtown Manhattan. That is not what we're talking about.
No, that is absolutely not.
Ooh, but look at this blush metallic pink women's jumpsuit.
Oh, God. Wow.
Lulus.com. These are my goal out. Okay, so if you're going to lose weight next year, go to Lulus.com. You can see all of my goal outfits.
Is that one of them?
Yes.
Where would you wear that?
Think about all the Christmas parades I do.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a mental
Imagine
picture.
Imagine this with an elf hat.
Okay, so this is a sleeveless jumpsuit made out of...
blue metallic... iridescent.
What material is
that? It's a jumpsuit.
Yeah. It goes down to about mid-calf. And like Seattle is not a cold. I mean, like it's not like Alaska up here. But I mean, the morning of the Christmas parade this year, I would guess it was 32 out. So you're going to put a hat on and this metallic jumpsuit, hopefully in green or red, and walk in a parade in 30 degree weather.
Yes. The Lulus Ring the Alarm metallic blue sleeveless wide leg jumpsuit is the ultimate hype woman. That's the description on the website.
They have
easy pay. 4 installments of $18.
This thing's $72 and it's worth $18. Anyway, the Christmas villages are not made by Studio 54. They're made.
But I would wear that at Studio 54.
You would absolutely wear that. They're made by Department 56. So I was close.
I like how when they're naming things, they're like, pick a noun, pick a number.
Anyway, Department 56 makes you those very traditional Christmas villages. Like you probably know. Like, do you have like an aunt that has one of those
or
something?
Yes, all of the matriarchal people.
Yeah, my aunt has one. And my aunt's been collecting them for years. When she brings it out, it's huge. She doesn't do it every year. But when she does, it's massive. It's the kind of thing where you buy a new piece every year and you add to your Christmas village from Department 56, not Studio 54. Although, if Studio 54 offered a Christmas village, I bet you it would be very interesting.
Yes.
So if you're at my house, the Christmas village you have is Mickey Mouse themed. Every year, my dad sends my wife a new Mickey Mouse themed Christmas village part. Like this year, we got the clock tower. It was very nice.
So is it Main Street USA?
Yes, in that it is a very traditional 1950s Main Street, but it doesn't look like Main Street in Disneyland.
Gotcha. So,
but it's good. It's really cute. But if you were thinking about something... maybe a little less traditional than even that. Like you go Department 56 and then you go like Mickey Mouse. The one right below that would be National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation ceramic. It's not really a street, like, because there's only like six pieces, but the pieces are fantastic. So you've seen the movie, right?
Of course.
Obviously. I hopefully everyone has seen that movie, and hopefully they've seen it recently, because you should watch that at least twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
It has the camper mm-hmm. with Cousin Eddie,
yes.
who is literally in his bathrobe. His camper's full, and so he's emptying it out into the sewer. That is literally one of the pieces. Clark, you know, with the extension cord getting ready to turn the lights on. It has his house. It's probably the most non-traditional piece of holiday decoration that you could buy, but still incredibly traditional because Christmas Vacation is such a traditional, you know, movie. So this might even be able to fit loosely into, if you have another more traditional Christmas village, like this could be like Crazy Street in that village. So
I
kind of like the idea of just mixing it in. Or I'm going to say this. Okay. So think about it this way. Have you ever seen those people who pull the pranks where they replace every photo in the house with Nicolas Cage and see how long it'll take for someone to notice?
I want to now do this prank.
Absolutely. Right. So what I'm thinking is if your mom or your aunt or your whatever has one of these traditional Christmas villages,
mm-hmm.
you buy the Christmas Vacation one and just replace one of the houses in their Christmas village with this one, or just put the camper in front of one of the houses in their Christmas village and see how long it takes them to notice.
Yes.
I love it.
I would make sure that none of the people that you're messing with have heart conditions. Who's been messing with my village?
Those people sound very evil. I think if the person you know that has a Christmas village is also Satan, you may not want to do it
as
well.
They sound that way because they're trying to catch their breath because they're so upset.
Oh, they're so upset.
Yes.
So upset.
Okay, I'll work on my acting next time.
It's fine.
I love this idea. And I was actually, while you were talking, I was imagining your pop vinyl figurines in
yes.
a snow scene. Do they do a Christmas pop vinyl, Cliff?
You know, I don't know. They should. They definitely should.
Yes.
Wow, these are kind of expensive, though. The RV alone is $60, so.
The RV is $60?
But look at the close-up of Uncle Eddie.
That's good.
It's good.
It actually looks old.
It does, yeah. Oh, my gosh, you can get, like, Woody station wagon with the tree attached to the roof. There's some very good stuff here. Now that we have our Christmas village.
Yes.
The worst part about having a Christmas village.
Dusting.
Nobody wants to dust.
Nobody.
I have so many knickknacks and they're so dusty. My office is full of knickknacks and full of dust.
I know. That's why I have a cat. So instead of dusting the knickknacks, he just knocks them off the counter. So if they're broken, you don't have to clean them.
That's not a solution, Heather. Well, I mean, maybe it is a solution. Maybe, like, it's wasteful. It's definitely wasteful. But
you have to laugh about it. My pet people understand
that
it's like we are constantly trying to be festive, but we might as well just set our dollar bills on fire.
That's why I have dogs. I actually saw a cat-proof Christmas tree the other day, and it was like a 7-foot-tall Christmas tree that was just a pole for like the first 6 feet of it, and then there's this little sprig of evergreen at the top with like two decorations on it.
We're going to have to get a photo of that for our Instagram.
I'll see what I can do.
We're so Xmas.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all. It doesn't need to be any more than that. It's full of good stuff.
It is. You're so good at it. We have like 200 followers.
Yeah, right about there.
Oh my goodness. 200 people are paying attention to your every move, Cliff.
That's creepy. I get in my car, I like look behind me, 200 people like duck.
I feel like people the size in the like Whoville, they're very small.
I just walk
people.
Forward, I hear this like shuffling behind me. I turn around, they'll duck.
Sounds great. Well, when you have 200 people in your car, you need a cleaning service, Cliff.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
So I think that the best gift you could give someone, especially if you have people coming to your house, is a cleaning service.
Tidy is one we found. Tidy.com. Book a trusted home keeper.
It sounds very...
Gwyneth Paltrow Goop?
Yes.
Yes.
Someone who has a home keeper would also... What was it when she got divorced?
A conscious uncoupling.
Yes. You someone who has a housekeeper consciously uncouples. They don't break up or get divorced.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. So the price points are very reasonable depending on how much you want. One homekeeper for 1 hour.
Can we stop saying homekeeper? I really hate it.
You do?
I do a lot.
I love it.
Okay.
You can choose one for 2.5 hours. You can choose one for 4 hours, or you can get two for 4 hours.
That's 8 hours of housekeeping.
There's little photos of them, and if you get two, it looks like you get twins.
Well, except this one has different hair. See, she's got a different haircut.
Oh.
Yeah, she doesn't have a ponytail. But we checked this for our area, and my guess is that Seattle is actually probably more expensive than a lot of other places. And I'm not going to say that hiring a housekeeper is cheap.
No.
But it wasn't outlandish. And when you think about, I mean, you're already putting out so much money for Christmas, mm-hmm. maybe putting out a little bit more and having the peace of mind. And not only that, being able to enjoy the holidays. Like, mm-hmm. I think that it's a big, people spend a lot of time right before the holidays doing that, like, deep clean before all their guests come over, when you could be spending that time with your kids, or spending that time having a snowball fight, or spending that time shopping, mall fighting. Is that what mm-hmm. you do? Or do it on the other end. Have people come in after those guests have come in and made a mess of your house and clean things up again. Fresh start for the new year.
I got distracted while you were talking because I was imagining everybody was snowball fighting.
See, I tell you, this happens every day. But when we do it live, she doesn't have to record it and send it to me. So we're skipping a step. She's saving time by doing it with you guys.
You would have so much fun if you hung out with Cliff and I in real life.
Every day is something new and different. It's good.
That's why we have a podcast.
Absolutely.
Because we're so much fun.
Hopefully.
If you're going to stay with family, I like the idea of getting the service before and after, before you arrive and after you leave. Because if you get it for them after you leave, it's almost like you're saying, your house is kind of messy, so here's this cleaning service. I have family that would take it that way. So if you get it for them before and after, it's like then you haven't seen anything. Like, you don't know what their house looks like. You're assuming it's immaculate, but you're like, hey, you're a perfectionist here. I'm going to get this for you so you don't have to lift a finger before we show up. And then here's a second one for any time after we leave.
That's interesting, because I think that I would think the opposite. If someone gave me one before, I'd be like, what, you think I'm a slob?
Yes.
And when they left after, I'd be like, oh, thank God, you are all slobs.
So now that we're talking this through, maybe you should save this gift for someone you're very close to.
Yeah,
so
this would be the perfect gift for your wife. Not yes. yours. You don't have a wife. But if you did.
I could.
You could.
Especially in Washington.
Absolutely in Washington. If you had a wife, it would be the perfect gift for her.
You have a wife.
I do. It would be the perfect gift for her.
Okay, good.
Although she's already really clean, so I kind of wonder if it would be.
I was just thinking about her pretty hair.
She has really pretty hair, yeah. Doesn't she?
I don't want someone who has hair that pretty to have to dust anything.
Absolutely. You get dust in your hair.
I know.
It gets all frizzy.
Yeah. Tidy.com.
The reason we settled on Tidy, because there are obviously a bunch of different mm-hmm. things you can do. Tidy, you don't have to call anyone, you have to do anything. You can literally do the entire thing from your phone, which I really liked.
And we like that it's national, so there's a little bit of accountability.
Yep.
Obviously, you can just go to Craigslist, or you can go to your neighborhood meetup group on Facebook, but I get nervous about that stuff.
I don't think there's any worse idea in the entire world. Like, I don't want to sell stuff on Craigslist because of the weird people on Craigslist, but I certainly don't want to hire a housekeeper off Craigslist. There are weird people out there, and they're all on Craigslist. Nextdoor might be worse.
I've never used Nextdoor.
Don't.
We have a coworker who uses that.
Is their name Karen? Because they're all Karen.
Cliff, what are we talking about next time?
I don't know.
So tomorrow we have a guest. Her name is Christy. She's going to tell us how to eat.
And I'll be honest, like, that seems like something you'd know how to do. But so far, my day-to-day of eating has consisted of energy drink followed by a Mountain Dew. So,
That's why we needed Gwyneth Paltrow to tell us how to live. And now we can have Christy tell us how to eat.
I do not want Gwyneth Paltrow to teach me how to live. I absolutely do not. I don't trust her. But yeah, I need some help with this eating thing. I think it's going to be really interesting. I'm excited to meet her.
Sweet.